truly one of the better days in Albia Blue Demon life, and that is the dedication of this beautiful facility that for wrestling and for cheerleaders, really the activity center in honor of Charles and Margaret Morton, two of my all-time favorite people, and they bleed true blue deep inside. And we're going to go right now to the podium, Kevin Crawls, as we do this live broadcast of this special dedication. I'm going to take it to Kevin Crawl at the podium.
And it's my pleasure to introduce our head coach, head wrestling coach, Dave Winger, and to introduce our guest today.
Thanks. You know, as I was sitting here thinking about what I was going to say tonight, I could stand up here and thank a lot of people, and it would take the entire time. This project that you see before us here took a lot of people to get done, and there's no way I can thank everybody. If I did that, we would be here a long time. So a lot of you are standing out there tonight, and just know that we appreciate, even if we don't say your name, and I won't say everybody's name, we do appreciate your involvement with this project. But there are some special people that I do want to thank. First of all, and I'm going to echo a little bit of what Kevin said, you know, Sam Kirby and his crew with John Van Gordon, Tim Solinger, Tyler Solinger, put a lot of work in on this building and helped us out a lot. And if you see them running around out in the community, you know, make sure you thank them for us. And it's just a really good thing. Architect Dan Hunt, I'd like to thank him as well. He made this building perfect. Help make this building perfect. It suits our needs perfectly, and I can't think of anything that would make it much better other than a room full of wrestlers, I guess. So, and as I said, there's too many people to name individually. We've got a ton of volunteers in the crowd here that helped, and I was talking to him earlier. I don't know if we had fun. I don't know if it was a great deal of fun, but it was definitely memorable. You know, we were able to bond with one another. There's something about when you work on a project like this and a bunch of people come together as a unit to get something done, that's pretty powerful. So, and there's a lot of those people in the crowd here, so they can share along with that as well. I'd also like to thank the school board. You know, I was pretty wet behind the ears when it came to school board meetings and stuff like that, but over the last couple of years I spent a lot of time with the school board and understand now much better as a professional and as a teacher what it takes to get things done the right way, and this was done the right way. They care about the community, they care about the stakeholders, they care about our students, and that's what matters. So I appreciate the board as well and your help with that. So thank you, everyone. That's my thank you. Okay. So and I thank everybody for coming. It means a lot to us that we have such a great crowd. The year was 1960. Okay. A young United States Senator named John F. Kennedy announced his candidacy for President of the United States. The United States announced that they would send 3,500 troops to Vietnam. This is the history guy in me here, so bear with me. The Summer Olympics was held in Rome, and a guy named Cassius Clay won the Olympic gold. And Elvis Presley, one of my favorites. Are You Lonesome Tonight? And I think Mr. Schofield is actually going to sing that here in a little bit, so you might. That same year, Charles Chief Morton came to Albia and began his professional career here at Albia. And he served as our high school social studies teacher for a total of 34 years, long time. I just completed my fifth year, and I wonder how they did it sometimes. It's really, really amazing. A lot of us remember him as our AV teacher, which was a great experience over the course of that time. But he had a lot of other roles at our school that many of you may not have known about, and I'm going to share that with you. He served as an administrative assistant, the junior high track coach, an assistant football coach, high school boys golf coach. He didn't teach me much, coach, with my golf game. But I'll bet you some of you guys didn't know that for a short time in the early 1960s, guys, he was an assistant basketball coach. True? I'll bet you those were really some pretty physical teams. Huh? And then 4 years later in 1964, Coach Morden, he always had a vision for bringing the sport of wrestling to Albia, was about to put his first wrestling team on the mat for competition. It wasn't an easy task, but he was the man for the job. Many of the young men on Chief's first team were rather inexperienced. He told me that. They took a few lumps their first year, but by the end of that first wrestling season, those same wrestlers who started the season out as boys quickly became young men in one short season. And that was under Coach Morden's leadership. He was able to put a product on the mat that reflected his personal philosophy, not just in sports, but in life as a whole. That philosophy is very simple with Chief. It revolves around hard work, dedication to a common purpose, but most importantly, representing our school and our community in a positive, workmanlike fashion. In some 47 years ago, that strong wrestling foundation was established in Albia. It seems like a long time ago to me, but it was a whole different society back then on how society functioned. But most of what we incorporate today still revolves around those three things. It's pretty simple. Wrestling's a pretty simple sport. You know, it revolves around those three things that Chief taught to a lot of young men in this community, and it all revolves around the same thing: hard work, dedication to a common purpose, and a workmanlike attitude. And that's what we're trying to build here. We're trying to continue that. And with that said, the building that's behind you here was made the same way, you know, the exact same way with those workmanlike attributes. And nothing easy about, you know, the things that we did here. There was nothing easy about it. But since then, with that same attitude, Albia Wrestling has produced 70 state qualifiers, which started with Chief, you know, including 28 state medalists. But I think the most important thing is that the sport has prepared hundreds and hundreds. A lot of you guys are standing out in the crowd right now as I look around that wrestled for Chief. And, you know, it prepared us for life. You know, the biggest game of all is life. And it helped us to do that. So I appreciate that a great deal, as do your wrestlers. Then in 1968, his wonderful wife, Margaret, I have a hard time calling her Margaret. She's Mrs. Morden, came on staff here at Albia. Over the course of Mrs. Morden's time here at Albia, she wore many different hats as well. But the best, I think she was best known for being our home economics teacher. I think for 28 years she was the home ec teacher. And her classes were responsible for giving that hall that smell that just drove us wrestlers nuts. You know, it was really hard on us, but it was great. Those brownies, I still dream about those brownies. So, but she was also, like I said, wore many, many different hats. She was the head of the vocational department, was high school FHA sponsor, the high school cheerleading sponsor, the high school student council sponsor, and she was involved in vocational summer school for a short time as well. But I think the most important part is she was a mother to a lot of us guys during wrestling season. And if we had a little boo-boo or if we were hungry or something, you know, we knew that we couldn't go to Chief for that. You know, so we turned to Mrs. Morden for that. And it was very memorable, and I'll always remember that. Mr. and Mrs. Morden served our school district for a combined 62 years. So that's amazing. Over the course of those 60-plus years, they faithfully served the community as well. Chief was a father figure to many of us when we needed the kick in the seat a little bit, once in a while. And Mrs. Morden always had a remarkable way of solving a teenager's problems with words of encouragement, totally opposite, you know. So she'd give us a little bit of encouragement. She'd give us a pat on the back. She'd give us a smile, and the world's problems were solved for a little while anyway. And you know, it goes into the way I believe today personally is that, you know, when I feel sorry for myself sometimes, you know, and overwhelmed and think life's not fair. But, you know, it's wrestlers think about things just a little bit differently. You know, it's a real tough situation. You're on the mat. You're physically and mentally exhausted. There's 30 seconds to go in a match, and you're losing by one. You know, you've got two choices. You know, and I hope my guys are listening back there. You know, you can lay there and feel sorry for yourself and, you know, think life's not fair, or you can do something about it, you know. And I think that's what I took the most, is that, you know, is that he instilled that into all of his athletes and students. He'd say, get to work. You remember that, guys? He'd say, get to work. And if you didn't do it, you'd probably lose, but your second penalty would be facing him when you come off the mat. So we always tried to do that. He just expected a full effort. That's all he expected. If he lost, that was okay, but he wanted a full effort. And he could tell if you didn't give it, believe me. So the world's a lot like that. You know, the world doesn't care if it beats you down. You know, it's up to you to pick yourself up and do something about it. So that's what I learned from him. And again, like I said, those characteristics were used in building this facility. Please go in and take a look at it. It's a beautiful facility. It was a great group effort. I think the name's appropriate, you know, with the hard work and dedication that went into the construction of it and the planning and the maintenance, and here comes a train. So I'm going to hurry. In closing, I'm going to say we've got a lot to be excited about in this community, not just wrestling, not just this building, but the community as a whole. And we've got a really outstanding young team. A lot of them are here, and I'm glad to see you guys, because this is for you. We've got a great junior high program. We've got a great youth program, beautiful facility, you know, and we're going to continue to do things the way Chief taught us. So with that said, I'll let the train pass, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. and Mrs. Morden. And again, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Great timing, right? Thank you.
We're going back to Jason now at Live on Location. Jason.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom. We're live on location. Mr. and Mrs. Morden are about to give some comments to our audience here, a large audience. And I will tell you this. Everyone in this audience will confirm the temperature out here today, as it's as quite warm as the train continues to go by here. Kevin Crawl was talking beforehand about the train coming by, and we prepared ourselves for that. But the Mordens are going to give a few comments here in just a second, when we'll turn it back over to Kevin Crawl here in just a second. And we're going to go back to the podium. Kevin Crawl's at the podium. He's going to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Margaret Morden.
Before Chief and Margaret talk, I do think we need to introduce their daughter Susan, her husband David, and their son Aiden. Now, Chief.
We really appreciate all of you being here today. My goodness, this amazes me. We also appreciate all the work that has been done in order that this building could be a reality, and certainly we're anxious to see what's inside. Chuck and I had a wonderful years here in Albia, and I came from a little town called Derby, and Chuck came from Pocahontas, and we met here, and so our lives have just grown together through all of these years. So we do appreciate everything that Dave has done, and he certainly has worked hard and brought his crew, all you volunteers. I appreciated all my years that I worked in extension with 4-H, all of my classes. I taught classes that weren't required to be taken, so I could have ended up with empty classrooms, but they always seemed to be full. So thank you so much for everything.
That's Margaret Morden. Charles, affectionately known as Chief, comes to the mic.
I'd like to thank the school board, the administration, the wrestling coaches for all of this opportunity. I really enjoyed the wrestling program here with all of the numbers that we had out, and work with those type of people gives you a joy, and it's not really a labor. We wish again to thank everyone for what they got. This is my 51st year in Albia. That's a long time, people. And we do thank you, and I hope you enjoy the inside of this building. I better let you go because you're probably as sweaty as I am. So, thank you again. Appreciate your effort.
You just heard there the legendary voice, Chief Morton, Charles, and Margaret being recognized here at this absolutely gorgeous facility, the Morton Activity Center. And we're going to go inside here in a few minutes. They're going to do a ribbon cutting. And, folks, I'm telling you, they're getting a standing ovation. Very much deserved, two of my favorite people of all time. We're going to take a break, come back back to the studio. Tom, take it away as we continue to celebrate here on location at the all-new Morton Activity Center.